It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 19th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Gun control advocates are looking for new options, including some tech strategies. On Wednesday, seven measures failed in the U.S. Senate, including an amendment that would have expanded background checks. Now there's new attention focused on so-called smart guns, firearms that only authorized users can fire. So far, there's not a single one on the market in the U.S., Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Researchers at the New Jersey Institute of Technology have been working on this for more than a decade. Here's what happened yesterday in a demonstration when someone authorized to use a smart gun pulled the trigger. And here's what happened when someone else tried to do the same thing.
Scenario complete. Good guys win.
This is a conventional sidearm outfitted with something called dynamic grip recognition. The gun has 32 computerized pressure sensors,
detecting where your fingers are and how hard you're pressing.
Don Sebastian spearheads the project. He says everyone fires a gun differently.
We can see a difference between you and all the other people who might want to use that gun.
And the gun will only fire when you pull the trigger. Robert Spitzer is an expert on firearms policy at SUNY Cortland, and he says smart gun technology has been around for years.
The chief problem, though, is that neither the gun industry nor the gun lobby really has shown any interest whatsoever in pursuing it or adopting it or spending money to develop this kind of technology further.
It's sensible, he says, and almost market ready. But Larry Keene disputes that. He's the general counsel for the National Shooting Sports Foundation. He says companies are not convinced smart guns, or what he calls guns outfitted with authorized user recognition technology, will sell.
You know, money is spent on research and development, but like any other company, you're only going to bring to market products that you think that there's consumer demand for.
Keene is concerned with liability and reliability. He says manufacturers and buyers aren't enthusiastic about computerizing guns. Rommel Dionisio is an analyst with Wedbush Securities who focuses on firearms.
If smart guns were to succeed here in the United States at the consumer level, it would almost have to be mandated by the federal government.
Like seatbelts were, for instance. But that kind of mandate is something the firearms industry says it'll fight against. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Reputation.com, helping professionals and businesses look their best when people search for them online. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION.
Twitter has a new tool to explore music. The social media company's system helps you follow the artists you already like, plus gives clues about what others are listening to. Nathan Ingram is a reporter for the online tech publication The Verge and has been trying out Twitter Music.
The first one is Popular, which shows everything trending musically across all of Twitter. There's an emerging section, which Twitter says pulls up lesser-known acts it sees through all of its data that are getting popular. There's Suggested, which is music that you're following and listening to.
This works on just about any browser, or there's a standalone app available so far for just the Apple iPhone or iPad. And the story of the guy who put the Google Glass heads-up display spectacles he ordered onto eBay and watched them get bid up to $95,000. Well, according to Forbes, the contract that comes with the first round of units forbids selling them, lending them out, or giving them away. Google reserves the right to hit self-destruct if the early testers violate the rules. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.